Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Just sing that again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see.
Trying to walk off a back problem, you can't hear good. So it's more important to get the back working than it is anything else. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to 1 Peter 1:13, and then we'll go to Revelation 4. Now, they may not have Revelation 4 back there, but we got a couple of other scriptures, but we'll go to Revelations 4:1. Sister Kathy Gabriel said for us to please remember Michael, that he'll be in Guam for 3 or 4 weeks. He's leaving February. Am I in? Supposed to be in. Is it okay? All right. I at least had the batteries in. He said he'd be leaving February the 5th to March the 17th. So pray for Mary, you know, being by herself and everything. Remember her and just keep her in your prayers. It was good to see everybody. We'd like to try to bring this thought tonight to close if we can. Now, if you have questions and answers, if we have them time tonight, you can cover them. But if don't, you can write it down and we'll try to cover it, see if there's anything that needs to be covered is the main thing. So that'll be your part. But now, This coming Sunday, I'm going to, Lord willing, the way it goes right now, I want to speak on something that I believe will be interesting for all of us. And I would ask you to come and let's see. Maybe we can get some things to where we can look at it a little bit better and, you know, believe it. But just think on these things, okay? Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, and we just ask you to help us and, Lord, to guide us in your grace and let your light shine, Father, in our hearts that we may see you and want to walk in your love. Lord, just come down and touch this old back and make everything all right and clean us up in you that we may walk in your grace. We love you and bless the word. Bless those that are sick. You said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. So we thank you and just have your way, Lord. Let your light shine into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll withhold the topic Sunday, but if I were you, I'd just try to be here. That's the best way to say it. If you can't, at least get to take, listen to it. Okay? 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now let's go over to, because I gave them a couple of more scriptures, but maybe they can pull it up on Revelation 4:1-2. All right. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. Now remember, you get over in chapter 1, remember he's in the spirit going to the Isle of Patmos, and he's, now he's here and he's getting, he's in the spirit, and we know what this represents, because chapter 4 represents the rapture. It's the going up of the bride. All right. But think on it now. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, what I want to do is, I covered it Sunday. We listened to it again and trying to get our thoughts in mind to line up the word. And you might ought to keep these notes, you'd especially that keep them, you know, and we are putting it on the internet that they will be getting all the notes tonight, whether I read them or not. All right. And see, that'll make it to where that at least they can understand, maybe what we're trying to bring. All right. I said I'd try to cover a whole scope of the past 12, 13 messages, try to bring it together for understanding purposes for all of us to see where we're at and what's taking place. All right. Now, you remember we started off in Revelations 1, and God said, now, I want you to know, John, who I am before I show you anything, all right? And Brother Random explains that on the Patmos vision, you know, all right? He said, I want you to know who I am. Now, who is he? This is supreme deity. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to John to bring the word. And Brother Run said that was the Lord appearing to John. All right. And the first thing he then covers, once he gets that done, I told you a secret to keep in mind if you would listen to it, that what I would do would try to cover it and come back to this point. All right. Now, coming back to Revelation 1:13, where it says there's one in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. I said, don't forget that, because we're going to come back to that. But we're going to come back to it in the last days. All right? Now, that's our point tonight, is to try to get it down to where we're at. And Brother Branham says on the seven church ages, says, not a man, this is a woman, girt about the paps. He said it's the gospel that held the power and glory of God over the body of Christ. All right. Now, that's an odd thing to look at, that you're seeing one standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks like unto the Son of Man. And then he describes what that is, that it's the glory of God. All right. So it's bringing it to a position for us to have an understanding. All right. Then we went on to why are we not a denomination? And Brother Branham says, and he turned to see one, and he saw one like the Son of Man, standing clothed. How was it? It was a bride standing in the candlesticks, drawn out. All right. Now you remember our point back there was, he's showing who he is, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Then he's showing where he's going and what he's going to be doing. All right. He ain't started the church ages now. That starts chapter 2. All right. So he's showing where he's going and what's going to take place. And showed how beautiful, perfect that he showed the bride that before she ever even started the ages, what she looked like to him. You remember that? I'm trying to bring the point, see, to where that we can see the one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks is the Lord Jesus Christ in bride form. All right. Or in the form of the bride or in Morphe. The bride of Christ coming forth to be not the Son of Man like that, to be a person. Because, if you'll remember in the book of Revelations, now think of this thought as we go through. You don't see him as a person. You see him in the book of Revelations as a form he's in. All right? So you say, yeah, but he comes forth here. Yeah, but there's a form there. He's taking a form for us to see it. All right? Did the prophet say this? He said the book of Revelations is like the acts of a play. All right? If we see the acts of a play, you know what that means. You got a scene. Then you go through it. Then you got a scene. You go through it. Scene. You go through it. You keep on going to the end of the story. All right? Now, so we come up to where that we were talking about that the prophet said on how can I overcome that where he's sitting on the throne, he's not sitting on it. He's sitting in the throne. Amen. All right? Not on the throne. See? It's in his domain, all right? Now, then being in the throne, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all right? Now, let's back up a higher now. That's what I said. I'd try to cover the whole thing. Let's back up a little bit. You remember the prophet told us that he comes in three sons' names. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. All right. Now, see, you may not have understood why I emphasize so much that you can't go from Son of God to Son of David. I'm not emphasizing as much as I'm telling it like it is. That's what your prophet said. All right. See, something is to happen in this end time that is to show us the way of all of it. And watch now. So on his throne, now we went through, I'll review these in a second. What is the Father's throne is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? Amen. That came on the day of Pentecost. He was on the earth. Now listen to this point and follow it. The Old Testament gave birth to Jesus Christ, amen. Right? Amen. The prophet said to Brother Run said the prophets built the body. All right. John being the last one to introduce the head. And then there he stood. All right. Now, when he came forth as Son of Man. Not Son of God. He came forth as Son of Man. So the Old Testament gave birth to the Son of Man. Right? Now watch the point. They gave birth to the Word. That's the Son of Man. Right? Jesus was, according to John 1:14, was the Word made flesh. All right. Who is he then? He's the Son of Man. But now, isn't it an odd situation to think about? That when John introduced him, he didn't introduce him as calling him the Son of Man. What did John introduce Jesus as? Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. All right. Then that Lamb of God, what would he be? A kinsman redeemer, right? Which would be then, watch, the Son of Man. So John introduced the Son of Man. But he didn't introduce him as just to say, he's the Son of Man. Because all of this is in mystery and parts of a play and things that's got to be put together. But he introduced him as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now don't forget that. And don't forget that that Lamb of God is who? The Son of Man. Amen. The Redeemer, the Kinsman, all of the things that goes in it. Okay. Now, he gave his life then, released the life to where that not his throne, he spoke of his throne, his kingdom, but it didn't come forth back there. It had to be the Father's throne first. Amen. Father's throne is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the Lord Jesus, as I tried to explain to you many times, he came and gave his life to release that life that was within him. So he goes from Son of Man, right, to the second stage or second scene of your movie that you're making or whatever you want to talk about. That's to help the children to see it, you know. All right. And he comes from Son of Man to Son of God. But Son of God now is not his throne. Son of God is the Father's throne. That sounds odd to be, look like it would be maybe the other way, but that's the way it's explained. And that's the way your prophet explained it. All right? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the Father's throne. Amen. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, as acting out the parts of the play for his part, you know, the scenes, the things. He comes forth as to be our kinsman, you know. And as he does, he releases that life. That life comes back into the church on the day of Pentecost. But it comes back as Son of God. See, they couldn't understand that when he said, who do man say, I, the Son of Man? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right, watch the point. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail. All right? So he said, you didn't understand what I said. I asked you who you say the Son of Man is, and said, you answered who or what that I'm going to. And that's what I've always been amazed with, the perfection of the Bible. Because what if John had, what if Peter had said something else? But he asked him who the Son of Man was. He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Christ is the Creator God. The Son of Man is not the Creator. He said, well, that's just all it is. It's just all one God. But it's the acts of a play are taking place as each manifestation of God. We believe in many of those, but the one true and living God. All right? But he goes from Son of Man, releasing the life. He come back on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right? He comes over into the book of Revelations, and he does what I said there to start with. He tells John, now, John, I'm going to show you the future. But said, first, I want you to know who I am. All right. So he showed him who he was and all about it, the Christ, you know, all the thing, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he said, now I'm going to show you where I'm going. And he said, I'm going to amorphe now, change my form to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or bring that being or that part into being. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost would come on the day of Pentecost to start the Father's throne or his kingdom or his domain. All right. But he said, I'm going to show you where I'm going before I say anything. So what did he show him? He showed him the bride. Are you with me? He showed him Revelation 1:13. One standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. He showed him all the way down to the age that we're living. That's what I tried to get you to point to you for you to look at. He showed how perfect the bride was before she ever sinned. You remember, I tried to emphasize that. Because the church ages have got bad and good. You got people doing wrong. You got things to be repented of. You got rebukes. You got all kind of things. But yet God, before it ever started, he didn't just show him a starting of the bride. He showed him all the way to the end. All right. And that end would be one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. So it shows there now that once Jesus was crucified, all right, that he would never be back on earth in a corporal body until the millennial reign, right? Is that the words of the prophet? We meet him in the air. He doesn't come here. We meet him in the air. All right. Now, then it'll be a corporal body in the millennium. And he'll be on his throne then. Son of David. Okay. So then down through seven church ages. And we kept emphasizing over and over. Each church age gets a revelation of his deity. Each church age gets a explanation or a defining of what their the overcomer of that age would receive. All right. Then he comes down and he writes the ages. And he brings us through the seven church ages. Okay. Down through seven church ages, it was Son of God. Because that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the people. But in this age, now, if you want these of the Father, whatever, you know, I mean, what you need, if you need it, Father's throne. He is sitting on the Father's throne now. This is from the message that identified Christ of all ages. All right. It's been, when he died, rose, ascended, sent back the Holy Spirit. That was the Son of God. Now this identified Christ of all ages. Number 10, if they pull it up far enough. God is a spirit, and through the church ages, it's been Son of God. And then in the millennium, it's Son of David sitting on the throne, ruling. He has ascended up. He that overcomes to sit with me on my throne, as I have overcome and sit down on my Father's throne. He is sitting on the Father's throne now. But in the millennium, he sets upon his own throne, because he's the Son of David. Now he is the Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. He's all of that. But it's showing the acts of a play. If you study the book of Revelation, I'm talking to the chiropractor today about it. He said, why are you going to preach on it? I said, well, I'm in the book of Revelation. He said, well, most everybody kind of shies away from that. I said, it's one of those wonderful things for me. I said, it's according to what you, how much you can understand. I said, if you just think about it as being the acts of a play, You know, I mean, what else can you say to somebody like that? But that's the key. If they just think, he said, hey, that's good. Just the acts of a play being unfolded. He started it where? Started it back in the creation of the world and come down through, and he would speak of Son of Man. Son of Man. Son of Man. All the prophets. But he only spoke like once or twice of Son of God, like the three Hebrew children, one like unto the Son of God. All right? He would speak of that. But that Son of Man would be coming through. So if you were making a movie, you would be bringing him up from the Old Testament, and one day a baby would be born, and that baby would be the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus Christ, God in human flesh. Then you'd bring him up through his life, and then you'd bring him to his death, Calvary, and releasing of the life, and it would change forms. He would then morphe from the form that he was in into the bride to come down through seven church ages as Son of God, the Spirit, God dwelling in man, Father strong, me. In the millennium, he'd be the Son of David. What is it? The same God all the time, just changing his mask. Right? All right. Now, he changes his mask. So down through seven church ages now, you got him as Son of God. Now, how are you going to get to the millennium? See, there's the key that man doesn't understand, and I'm just as honest to say it to you. The people of this message don't understand that. Because I'm honest to tell you, I've listened, I've never heard it. You say, well, that's exalted. Well, do what you want to about that. That ain't got nothing to do with me. When I preach the gospel, I preach from my own point. I don't care what anybody else believes. That ain't none of my business what anybody teaches in their church and what they do. I'm not on the internet to try to correct anybody. I preach. If you want to go on the internet and you want to listen, that's fine. That's your business. But just remember, I'm not your pastor. Now, if you call me and make me your pastor, send your tithe and that'll be, I can be that pastor that away. But I'm not going to try in no way to pull people to the message. But I've taught this all the way down to try to get people to see it for over 40 years. To see this point of what I'm illustrating tonight. Amen. How that God changes his form from Son of Man. The Old Testament prophets gave birth to the Word. Right. Now if you look, go to Masterpiece. Right. See, he's not there with a shuck. Birth pains. You'll hear all of these things the prophet is saying. All right? And see, now, if you don't, then you say, well, I can't understand that. Well, you won't go listen to those tapes. So it's not my fault, see? I do everything I can. I cry and pray. And see, even told me, Brother Dale, won't you sit down? You're standing up there hurting. I don't care. That's right. Amen. That's right. This gospel has got to be preached. Amen. If it's preached from my bedside, let it be. Amen. I want to see the Word made alive.
Amen.
It's got to be made alive in this end time people.
Amen.
Sure, we saw it for a moment in the prophet. I mean, no, I didn't see it, but some of you did. You saw that. And I've always tried to illustrate it. You saw the master of the world for a moment when that bull went and laid down. Who was that? God in that man, not the man. The hornets, that was God doing that. Showing it, but he was showing what he's going to do to his entire bride. Now there's what people don't believe. You know how they quote it? Like one brother said, they quoted, all God was, he poured into Christ, all Christ into Brother Branham, and he died and took it with it. And we ain't got nothing left. You say, well, you're not taught like that. Why not? It's what a lot of people believe. Because they're sitting around now, well, we don't know what to do. Hey, we faced it. Some of you are old enough. I wasn't there when the prophet was there, but by 68, what was they doing? Wondering, who do we follow? Are we supposed to follow brother so-and-so? Is he the son of man? Is he the this? Is he the that? Or is he the Elijah? Who's this? I appreciate brother Billy Paul coming out there one day when we was up there. He came out because everybody said, who is Elijah? Who's Elijah? He said, I just listened to a tape the other day and I know who Elijah is. He said, because my daddy said Elijah of this day was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, that helped a lot of people, but it didn't help everybody because it didn't change nothing. But now listen, let's get a point. Follow my point now. The Old Testament gave birth to the Word, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. That's why he kept referring to himself as the Son of Man. He didn't refer to himself as Son of God. That was not the office to come into being at that time. He had to die to release that was within him that could come back on the people to bring the kingdom of the baptism of the Holy Ghost back into the church, which then would be God, or as Paul said it, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Same God, but a different form, a different manifestation. So it goes down through seven church ages as Son of God. And watch what I'm talking about. As the Old Testament gave birth, as the prophets gave birth, what was happening in the ages? In the church ages, it was coming forth and molding that body of Jesus Christ. Now, who is the body of Jesus? You are. The born-again believer is the body of Jesus Christ, right? So it was coming forth, molding that into being. And the life would strike. That little man would walk out there. And he'd start preaching. And as I've emphasized over and over, don't mean a thing maybe to you, but it sure does to me. None of those people understood Son of Man. Paul and them didn't preach of it. It's like a mystery. It was hidden. And yet Jesus preached constantly, Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. Who's the sower of the seed? How long could we stay on this? For years. Because you could go into the masterpiece and all of those things. Because Jesus Christ is the sower of the seed, according to the Bible, the Son of Man. Come on, then, here comes a prophet in the last days, walks out, and what's his purpose? To sow the seed. Now, are we in spoken word original seed? Sow the seed of the entire Bible, right? Was that Brother Branham's purpose? Or his manifestation, or whatever you want to call it, his part that he was to bring. And you see then right there in the last of ending up of Lady Osea, that here comes a prophet on the scene. In every service, he's talking about Son of Man. Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. He explains that he was Son of God through the ages. But in the last days, it's got to come back to a different form. Now, there's where your catch is. See, everybody says, there's only three sons' names. That's quoting from Brother Branham. I've done to give them to you. Three sons' names. Son of God, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. But then to find what he says, to get the answer to the situation that gives hope to be able to go from Son of God to the millennial reign, or to get there. Remember, there's got to be a rapture. There's got to be a change of these bodies. There's got to be all of that before the millennium comes into being. Right? And in the millennium, he sits on the throne. It's not, we are there with him as the bride. But I tried to explain to you, we look at a throne. We want to try to get everybody up on the throne. Let's sit down in our thoughts. No. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the throne of God in your heart and soul.
That's right.
And when it comes to that in the millennium, there'll be a throne. Just like over in Revelation 4:1, it comes to a throne. Right? You take Revelation 4:1, now you got a hope of being able to connect between the ages and the millennium.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. The Old Testament gave birth, the Word.
Yep.
What do you think is for the bride of Christ to do?
Amen.
I mean, are we just to sit around here and walk off or wait on this or wait on that or whatever? I mean, at least, we could try to live so that Christ would be happy about this age. We've listened to another day. I've mentioned it many times. Brother Brown talking about the Azusa Street people. He said they were closer to the coming of the Lord than we are. Now, what was he talking about? He wasn't talking about the Word, right? Come on, he wasn't talking about the Word. They didn't have, they started, it started being returning. But what's he talking about? The lives they were living. Now you reckon that might be the reason we're here 50 years after the prophet? Yeah. Maybe it's in that connection. All right. But let's start right here. Okay, brothers, go ahead to number 12. And we'll pick up and try to get our thought. If I'm a little over, I'll try not to. I just want to bring this to a conclusion to where you can look at it. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. It ain't up to me to reveal it. I can't do it. I didn't reveal it to myself. And the Lord showed me in 1969 that the bride would be the Son of Man. I've told that over and over. People are like, oh, you just exalt. No. I've always said it like this. Everybody's always throwed off on Brother Perry Green. Oh, he's just a bragger. He's a bragger. Says he's been to 164 countries. Well, you know what I said? And I wouldn't have cared for anybody told him what I said. I said if he's been to 164 countries, he ain't bragging. He's telling the truth. If he's been there. But if he's been to 163, he lied. Because he said he was 164. So that's how easy it is to be a lie. All right? See, I tried my best to get the people to see back then the Word of God. Okay? But listen, let's go to number, we want number 12, which is God's provided place of worship. All right? Roll it on up to where we get to, because you can read in between, talking about Son of Man and doing. The church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or the Pentecostals, and go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. Oh, you mean there's more than just the Pentecostal baptism of the Holy Ghost? You're in bad shape if you don't know no better than that. I'd invite you to go to Masterpiece and listen to your prophet when he said Mary was not the seed. She was only a carrier of it. He said, cause the seed is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did he mean Mary didn't get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? No. She did get that, right? It means what? That she's not the seed. He's the seed. He's everything. Listen to him. Through the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Pentecostal and go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. That when husband and wife will be the same self persons, God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they'll both be the same. They are one. Now you see where we're at. Now, we start right there to see a point. If the Old Testament gave birth to Jesus Christ, now what's going to give birth to Jesus Christ in the last days? Are we going out of here with a flurry bed of ease and ain't got nothing? We just floating along. We just, you know, they always say waiting on a bus to pull up or something. You know? No. Maybe we ought to realize what's taking place. The reason that we're here. You know, he's always been ready. But what did the prophet say? He said he's waiting on the what? His wait said, what? The readiness of the bride. Now, the readiness of the bride would have to do with the opening of God's word. So if you see what I'm driving at, then we'll read the quote. Driving at one thing, the Old Testament gave birth to the Word, which was the Son of Man. He shows in Revelation 1:13 what it will wind up being after the church ages is over and the end of it. And it's one likened to the Son of Man, girt about the paps with a golden girdle, because it's not in the bride coming back to be a physical. Neither did the prophets give birth to Jesus Christ. Mary gave birth. Come on, if you're going to be carnal, I'll be carnal with you. The prophets never gave birth. It was Mary that gave birth. Well, she gave birth to the Word that was brought to her. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she gave birth to Jesus Christ. Now the prophet said then, go right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. When the husband and bride will unite together. All right? You see what is expected in this last days? And like I said, isn't it odd? You just do what you want to with the odds that I say. That's all right. It's just odd to me. That before he ever started talking to the church ages, he showed where the bride would go to. Right. To be one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. Brother Brown said the bride drawed out. Who's going to give birth? I thought the prophet said, she's to be delivered of a new birth from according to Malachi 4. Right. That's in birth pains, I'm pretty sure. All right. See, what are you saying, Brother Dale, as far? We've got to give birth to the Word.
That's right.
Amen. No, Brother Branham done that. Now, there's where you're wrong.
Amen.
Because you're making him the Son of Man.
Nope. Amen.
Well, Brother Dale, you preach the bride. Right. But I preach it as the prophet said it. Because there's not a physical coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to be here until the millennial reign. So it will be the acts of the play. It will be the opening of the word. It'll be just what I said. The prophets of the old kept bringing that word. It kept building that body. Started with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and all. And it just kept building. And finally one day, John stepped out. And said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. What did Brother Brown say in the church, in the spoken word, the original seed? He said, this prophet will be pointing, I'm pretty sure, sir, but I'll find it for you. He said, this prophet would be pointing to the skies at the word-born bride. You say, yeah, but Brother Dale, You've always preached like bride. Bride said, you seem to leave Brother Branham out of it. Hey, we wouldn't even know what to talk about without him.
Amen.
So get that off of you.
Amen.
Get that part away from you to think that we're trying to do away with the bride. Because that's what I'm trying to place.
Right.
Who introduced Jesus Christ?
Right.
Who called him the Lamb of God? To take away the sin of the world. The Elijah of number 3.
Right?
John the Baptist. So that shows you the play and the action, what it's going to be. It's going to take one to come in the end time to introduce Jesus Christ. Now, isn't that not what your prophet done? He come to introduce Jesus Christ. He said that's where the people can't keep it straight. He said, I'm not the Son of Man. He said, I am a Son of Man. I've got it laying here. We'll read it in a minute. He said, the Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. In no way in the world am I trying to preach something that elevates a people above their God. I've tried to make that plain. When it says there's a throne, I made it plain there's one on that throne. You got to put the rest of us around it, yeah, but not on it, because we're not the king. And even the queen don't sit on the king's throne. She has to sit beside of him, that's all right, in the natural. But she don't get on the king's throne. If she does, she's king. Right? But church, John introduced the Lamb. In other words, he brought forth, or brought into the open, this is the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God stood out there and told who he was, the Son of Man. Now, there is no physical coming. I tried my best. I was listening to that yesterday. There is no way that you got any Bible or the prophet's message in any way to bring anything about the Son of Man because, you know, coming physical or corporal. Because the Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we meet him in the millennium. We meet him in the hour going to the marriage supper, yes. Right, right. But he doesn't come here in a corporal body.
Right.
But he's got to have a body.
Right.
See, when we leave out of here, he'll have a body. He'll have them two prophets standing here with the word. That's where Wade's on that. We should listen over and over. Brother Branham's striking that in the seal book and striking those two prophets. And opening that seal, you remember what he said? He said, I had to get up and walk out.
Okay. That's right.
Come on, are you listening? Is that what he said? He said, I had to get up and walk out. You know why? Because he knew that if them two prophets was going to open that seal, he knew what was taking place that day in his own life. Right? He was not the Son of Man. But the only difference was the body.
Amen.
Brother Brown talking about me and you being God. He said, the only difference is the body.
Yeah, right.
Right? He's the body. We can't be the body. By the way, no physical. We can't make our body.
Right.
But we're the body of Christ.
Amen. Right.
The body of Christ down through seven church ages gave birth.
Amen.
Brother Branham was not the messenger of Lady Osea. Come on, we've been through that. You think he was. He said he wasn't. He said you'd make me wrong if you make me the messenger. He said no. See, he's the one that comes at the end of the age. He come at the end of Lady Osea, not at the beginning. We've been over and over and over to try to get you to see it. All right? But what did he say? Go ahead to number 13, brothers. Because he's got to come back to do something. God has got to come back in the end time to be able to do a work and take us to meet Jesus in the millennium. Because we're supposed to be there, right? Is that true now? We're supposed to be there on a honeymoon with our husband in the millennium. Is that true? We Baptists taught that. Not using the wording like that as much, but it was the fact that he was to be the son of David. And that we'd sit on the throne with him.
Amen. Right?
Right? Listen, I've told you over and over, whether you like it or whether you don't like me at all, that's all right. But we ain't going to get on the throne. It's got to be in the throne.
Right.
And you know what? That's already here right now.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is here right now. Not to wait. One of these days. No, it's not one of these days. Listen to what he said. He's coming down, congregation, so he had to come according to the scriptures. A prophet. Now watch that in a second. Hold on to it. He never called himself the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man. The prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. But now he is, through the church ages now, he has been Son of God. In the millennium, he'll be Son of David, sitting on David's throne. But between this time, now what time? Two quotes I've got, in between the time. Now what time? In between the Son of God and the Son of David, he's coming back for just for a moment. Hey, don't mess me up then. Because Brother Branham was the first one to start talking about Son of Man. So you know where the emphasis I put it. That's so close. Just don't make it go over too far. And you'll make him deity. Now, I was like, I stood up in Jeffersonville and a man standing out there said, you believe Brother Branham was deity? I said, this brother I pointed over there, I said, that brother there has a baptism of the Holy Ghost, a new birth. If you'll agree with me that that's deity standing there by the new birth, I'll agree with you Brother Branham was deity. Oh, no. I said, forget it then. I turned and walked off. See, his point was not, I was putting it, I believe every born again believer is deity. Is that the words of your prophet? But you see, we're not that deity. All right. In the millennium, he'd be Son of David, sitting on David's throne. But between this time, we find out by the scriptures, evidently he must have had it lined up, he is to reveal himself again as Son of Man, a prophet. Right? Then you can start with Brother Branham in his ministry, but it'll climax in the Son of Man. Go ahead to the next one. What is it? That was off of the, then we're going to the unveiling of God. Notice now, I'll tell you a little story behind this. Most of you have heard it. But you see, I know that I'm technical. I know that I'm arrogant and hateful and sarcastic and anything you want to put on there, you don't have to worry about it. I know I'm that. All right? But see, it always bothered me when he said three sons' name. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Well, I knew there was something wrong in my understanding or, you know, he was wrong in what he was saying. Oh, you mean you thought like that? Yeah, and so did you. So don't look at me. You did too. You thought he was wrong in something he said until it was revealed to you. All right. But you see, we had an old time, battery powered, which electric would work, but it run off of batteries, a tape recorder that played 7-inch reels. Most of you remember them. And, so there was like five of us riding to work, which one was not even in the message, but he had to be listening. And one day he said, if we're going to listen, turn that thing up where I can hear it. You know? All right. Because he'd just die laughing at things Brother Brown was telling, you know. But we all had a time of choosing a message. Like I take Monday and that's Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Well, for about 3 days or 4 days in a row, nobody brought an extra message. I was listening to the unveiling of God. And I said, Lord, there's something that I ain't getting. Because I realize that there's three sons' names. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Now, how are we going to get to the Son of David? There is no way of just picking up something and laying it over there. The last day, 3 or 4 days in a row, here it came. I finally got it. You read it. Notice now, he came first as the prophet. No, that's you. And they crucified him. Now, who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ, right? The Son of Man. His own crucified him. He came as the Son of Man. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was then the Son of God. God is a spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. Now in the millennium, he'll be Son of David, sitting upon the throne of his father David. He's the Son of David now, because he is to you and I to understand. You know, it sickens me, people will say, who do you pray to? Do we pray to the Father, or do we pray to the Son, or do we pray to the Holy Ghost? You never heard people say that to you? Who do we pray to? See, we don't have to explain to him who he is. What has to be explained is who we think he is, or our statements are. He knows who he is. Well, when the day comes that we know who he is, it'll all be settled, right? And remember, between the Son of God and the Laodicean church age, they put him out. And who did they put out? They put really this message out, right? They put this prophet out, right? But who was it being put out? Did he not say one day, he said, it's not you they're against, it's me. That's how close it is. It's very close, but it's still not close enough to make it to be what we're talking about. All right? And remember, between the Son of God and the Laodicean church age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet, fulfilling the rest of it, see? The scriptures tie perfectly together, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. What was it? It's the same God all the time, just changing his form in Morphe. He just changed. It's a great drama to him. He is acting it out. Let's see. Come on up. There's got to be. Okay. Then you got the section between, but you can read that. See where it was rejected. And what does he do now? Now, what does he do now? Return as Son of Man. Now, see, nobody knew that. You know what I'm talking about? Your denominational people, they still don't know that. But your theologians, they didn't know that. That he was to come back as Son of Man. Because they could count three sons' names. Are we? Is that the way the people of the message do it? Three sons' names. And Brother Dale, you're making four out of something. And I love this, but it goes sour. But they'll say, four. You got Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. That's four. And four is an Antichrist number. You know, that's a direct quote. Right? Four is an Antichrist number. Black, white, yellow. I mean, white and gray, you know. You got four. But remember also, four is the number of restoration. Yeah, that's right. Justification, yeah. Sanctification, yeah. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Word. But see, we're so smart. Oh, four is an Antichrist. Brother Dale, he don't understand his numbers. He's an Antichrist number. Evidently, your prophet didn't understand it because I'm reading what he said. Okay? I kind of think he understood it, don't you? See how close we are. Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God. He is revealed in the last days as Son of Man, according to Malachi 4. All the rest of the prophecies pertaining to this hour, no more dealing with the church after they put him out on the outside, knocking at the door, some predestinated seed in there yet, he must get to them. The in-between. Now we've got hopes of understanding. Because we got something in between Son of God and Son of David. I don't like that word something, but heaven help me. the Son of Man is going to come back in the last days.
That's right. Amen.
Okay? That's according to your prophet.
Yeah, right.
The Son of Man is to come back in the last days. But where's he going to be? Where's he showed in Revelations 1:13? The people you don't read and listen. You know that Brother Branham says Revelations 1:13 is the same as Revelations 10:1? You need them? Same as Revelations 10:1. Revelation 10:1 is an angel standing there. And see, we put it all Brother Branham. Come on. I told you Wednesday, Sunday, where I stand. Brother Branham is not the Son of Man. But he was a Son of Man. Okay? Now, but remember, he is also a member of the body of Christ. Now come on and you'll get why that when the angel appeared to the man back there and said, Brother Branham, you were higher. No wonder he's a born again believer. He's a manifested Son of God. He's an adopted Son of God. He is a prophet. No wonder he's greater than any of the rest. Is that his statements? Are you listening? See? And remember, between the Son of God and the Laodicean church age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet fulfilling the rest of it. Right? Returns back as Son of Man. Okay, now give me a little time and let me read something. Because I've had these in the front of my Bible since 1969. And this is the things that I was trying to preach there and read it from the prophet. So let's go to 15. The trial, Tucson, 1964. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's identifying himself as he promised. Much more could we say, in these last days as Son of Man, making himself known among his people. Amen. The prophet started it, but as I was bringing it there, remember, Brother Branham is a part of the body of Christ. And I didn't make the statements where Brother Branham said that the Godhead is not complete without you. Why don't we realize that? Yeah, but that makes us too much of what? If God says it, why can't we believe it?
Amen.
Much more could we say in these last days, the Son of Man making himself known among his people in the form of his people.
Right.
No, that's all for Brother Branham. Hey, he's the one saying it.
Right.
What are you making him? You make him all of it, he's deity.
That's right. That's right.
But people just said, what you're this, you're okay. But remember, I didn't start this today. So don't you think I started picking on you because you're here tonight. I taught this over 40 years ago. Off the same notes. As Son of Man making himself known among his people. In the form of his people. Would that not be in the amorphy of his people?
Yeah.
All right. See? Not Son of God. Not Son of David. But Son of Man. The Son of God was the supernatural. See, if we stay on Son of God, we're not going anywhere. It's got to go further than Son of God. You gotta have something to put between Son of God and Son of David.
Amen.
And that's where it's at.
That's right. Amen.
Go ahead. Number 16, sirs, we would see Jesus. And there was one, there was one called Elected Church that was showing the sign that God was in flesh. Jesus was God in flesh. And if Jesus is in you tonight, it's still God manifesting himself in the last days. The Son of Man revealing himself in his church. In his church. He didn't say to his church. We know that's automatic. He had to be revealed to his church. That's where the prophet come into being. Right? Look. Manifesting himself in the last days, the Son of Man revealing himself in his church, the human flesh, making himself known. You get it? See, God down here in his church, making himself again the Word, the Son of Man being revealed in the last days as it was in the days of Sodom. 17. Christ is identified. Jesus said, notice, in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed, being revealed in the last days, it'll be like it was in the days of Sodom. God manifested in his church, amen, the human beings revealing himself, see, in human flesh like he was then. Now look. Now this for throwing out on the internet in case, a lot of people think, I'm going to say this, but I said it's for the internet people. I sure hope it's not here. But a lot of people think Brother Branham deliberately blinded people by saying things. Well, I'll agree, he blinded. He blinded me to my old denominational thinking.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I hope he covered my blinded eyes. Amen. You think he did? You think he said things to blind people? Don't do that. Go ahead, 18. Which is a trial down at the bottom. You read in between all of this. You know where I stand. Read between. See if it don't fit. I challenge you to believe that Jesus Christ is revealed in the form of Son of Man in human flesh through the bride's body. Where is he to be revealed? In the bride's body. Or the body of the bride. Is that all right? Yeah, come on. Keep on going. The mighty God unveiled before us. Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe in about the 20th or 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed, the Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings, plural now, not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days. We find that he promised that in God's promises. Go ahead, proving his word. He promised these things to happen in the last days, that the same Son of Man will be made manifest. And remember, that was not Jesus talking to Abraham there that could discern the thoughts in Sarah's mind. Now, you know who that was. It was Melchizedek, right? That was not Jesus. He had not yet been born. But it was a man in human flesh that Abraham called Elohim, the great Almighty showing. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, watch close. In the days of Sodom, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man is being revealed, not no more as a church. Now watch. See, not no more. The bride is called. See? In that day, the Son of Man will be revealed. What? To join the church to the head. Unite the marriage of the bride. The bridegroom will come, bridegroom call will come right through this when the Son of Man will come down and come in human flesh to unite the two together. The church has to be the Word. He is the Word and the two unites together. And to do that, it takes the manifestation of the revealing of the Son of Man. Not a clergyman. I don't know. Do you see what I mean? Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will come down in human flesh among us and will make his word so real that it'll unite the church and him as one, the bride, and then she'll go home to the wedding supper. It manifests the Son of Man again, not church theology, you know what I said, theology. The what? Theologians. The Son of Man, the Word and the church becomes one. Whenever the Son of Man, whatever the Son of Man done, he was the Word. The church does the same thing. What about it? What about it? Do we believe it? You say, yeah, but Brother Dale, we can't get it straight. What are you talking about? Okay, let's emphasize again or go back. The Old Testament gave birth to Jesus Christ. He was the Word, the Son of Man. He gave his life to come back into the church to give us the baptism of the Holy Ghost to save our souls and would make way for the Father's throne to come into being, the Son of God. And then he would come over in the last days and reveal himself again as Son of Man. Which he would start out in Revelations 1:13. One like unto the Son of Man. Girt about the pouch with a golden girdle. He said it was the bride drawn out. What is it now? The bride is to give birth to the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ, and we're to give birth to that Word. What did he say? You become the Word as you receive the Word. All right? Perfect faith. Okay? Now listen, church, for just a second. I've in no way ever said anything that I believe in derogative points against Brother Branham and anything. I've always stood upon my bases all the way through. I've always stood on one thing to know. Without God sending a prophet, we would have no hopes. Now, can I help it that before I ever heard this message, I was 18 years old. And I told my wife, I was reading the Bible. I said, according to what I'm reading, there's going to be two prophets come before the end of the world. Because they had Malachi 3, Malachi 4. So when Brother Moat started talking to me about prophets and things, I said, wait just a minute now. Would you mind explaining things? Because see, I knew how the Baptists explained Malachi 3. They explained that correctly. But they couldn't explain Malachi 4. They just made it the same thing, flopped it over. All right. And Brother Moat, he would start talking about Son of Man. I said, well, now, wait just a minute. Would you tell me who this Malachi 3 is? He told me. I done that to try to get make sure he understood where we were standing and what I could get of what he was saying. He explained it as John the Baptist. I said, okay, now who's this Malachi 4? See, because I was looking for two prophets. I didn't have to wait to come in the message to get that. I received it from reading the Word of God. Why can't we read the Word of God sometimes of our own sense and come out with something out of it? But see, when he explained Malachi 4, I said, okay, no problem. He said, I was there, seen the dead raised, the sick healed. I said, brother, you've heard me tell the story. So I said, brother, I wasn't there. I believe you. He said, well, you know Robert Tatum. I said, we know the Tatums. They're wonderful people. Knew them back in before we ever heard of the message or anything. He said, Dad's there and seen. I said, yeah, but you don't understand. I'm trying to tell you. I can't take what you say. But this is what I told him. I said, you tell me what he taught, and I'll know whether he was a prophet or not. Thank God I run into a man that could quote three quarters of the Bible and half the message and didn't just jump up in my face. You got to believe Brother Branham was a prophet or you're going to be lost. He went through the scriptures. The one God, the water baptisms. You know what I said about the Godhead. He asked me, said, what do you believe? I said, I believe in one true and living God. Jesus is his name. He said, how do you explain it? I said, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. I said, because that's the only way we could explain it. He said, if you're a person, your personality, personality is an individual, individual is a person. So you're Trinity like everybody else. I looked at him, I said, don't believe that no more. I didn't have to wait till the lights turned on or how about something hollered at me or a vision or dreams or whatever. I knew the word said it. Can we put what we've got on the word? I've had to put my whole life on this word, this message, because I believe it. I've seen it live too, so that helps. All right? That helps to see it live. But the word is right. If you understand what I just done, I just put the Bible. Now I'm going back into the message we taught. What was it we taught in the writing of the Bible? Do you remember that? That was message like 1, 2, or 3. The writing of the Bible. You realize that we went through the Bible tonight? To go through the Old Testament, come out of it with Jesus Christ. To start the New Testament, come all the way through and come out with it being Jesus Christ standing in his people. And there's no way that we would have been there without the introducing by the prophet of Malachi 4. There's no way we could be anything without that and giving all glory and honor to that. Thanking God for what we've heard. But what about it? Is the Son of Man just Brother Branham? No, I've tried to make it as plain as I could. The entire body of Jesus Christ, which would mean Paul, Peter, James, you know, I mean all of these coming up, all come together in the last days because there's going to be a resurrection. And they're part of this just as much as we're part of this. And remember what I taught, that every age inherits what the other ages had. So this age, when it comes up to say, to sit with me in my throne, that's 11th hour people that come forth to receive the same pay as the first people got. To get it to where that we can have the word of God revealed unto us. And that word revealed is the Son of Man. If the Son of Man living, and as that Old Testament produced Christ, the New Testament must produce Christ. Or else, where's he coming for to take us? Or where's he coming from to take us? It's as simple as I can make it. Where's he coming? Who's coming? What's to do it? All right. But then do you follow me? What a wonderful thing to think about. That there in Revelation 1, he said, before I tell you or show you anything, I want you to know who I am. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, I'm all of this. And then he says, now I want to show you where I'm going. I'm going into the church on the day of Pentecost. And she's going to be my body. Amen. And I'm going to stand in the church ages as not to be a physical standing, but to be the word revealed. And each age had the word revealed for that age. Right. And without any of those, you're not going to make it. You think, we don't need this, we don't need that. We're standing on that. Just remember, whatever you think, our roots is Jewish. Right? Our roots are Jewish. If it hadn't have been for him coming and doing. So no, we're Gentiles. You know, that's what I love, that God knows all of our thoughts and what we're going to say. Even if we make them sarcastically, he knows those thoughts. I thought Abraham was a Gentile. I didn't know he was a Jew. I thought he was a Gentile. Jude didn't appear over in Jude in like 2 Kings or something. It didn't even appear there. Abraham, who are you? The man looks at him one day and he's walking down through there and he said, who are you? He said, I'm Abraham. He said, you're a Hebrew. Now you start the Hebrew tie. Because you know what it meant? Look up Abraham in the Hebrew and see what it means. It means one from the other side of the river. That man seen him cross that Euphrates or whatever it was, and he said, you're a Hebrew. But I love the Bible. He said, I brought your father Abraham from the other side of the flood. Read your Bible. We want all these seed doctrines and this, that, and the other, and don't even know how to read the Word of God. Read it and see if it didn't say that. So I brought your father Abraham from the other side of the flood. Right. I don't understand that. Well, read your Bible and see if it said it. Maybe it'd be like a man down there at work was one day, and he talking about, no, it wasn't that, it was Brother George. Brother George, the guy, he told him something, and he said, I don't know where that's in the Bible or not. He said, well, go read your Bible and find out. And sometime later, he run across the same guy. And he said, did you ever find that in the Bible? He said, no, but I found a lot of other good stuff. So we could at least find some good stuff in the Word of God. You see, church, it's not because of this, that, and the other that's going to bring the devil after me and you. It's because of the opening of the Word. It's the opening of the Word that's going to bring Satan after us. But with the opening of the Word comes a restoration of power. Come on. Come on, Satan. You can't do nothing with us. It's too late. But what hurts my heart is to hear these 40, 50 years in the message and preaching, and then now they're out preaching something else. That might not tire your heart out, but it does mine. I hope it's what the Bible says. Those that cry for the abomination done in the city. See, I don't throw off on these people. I don't make no fun on them. We're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to pray for them. Pray for those that despitefully use you. What about it? Come on, musicians. Got done a little quicker than I thought, but let me make this final point while they're coming. I believe the Son of Man, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, in every form except his corporal, 16-element corporal body, is here right now. Amen. Right now. Not coming. He's here. All right. Well, I don't see him. Well, open your eyes. Now listen, let me make this statement. I'll end it with it because I'm going to end the series on this point. If the dead is raised, the sick is healed. Now I hope you understand. The Bible says if a prophet come and give you a sign, and it comes to pass, you're supposed to believe him. That's one scripture. But now there's another scripture there, right? It says if a prophet comes and gives you a sign, and it comes to pass, but he takes you to another god. Don't listen to that prophet. Another god is another revelation or another point. What do you think? What do you think about it? I think and believe that the bride of Jesus Christ, I make this statement because if I don't know, I don't think I'll pick them up. But if you'll go to the Mighty God Unveiled, if you'll go to the Seed Not Air with a Shuck masterpiece, you'll hear Brother Branham telling how great the bride is. You know, he says that the fullness of the Godhead bodily is in the bride. Brother Dale, you're making the bride too much. Because you see, I'll never be on that throne. No matter how close I can get, I'll never be on that throne. You'll never be on that throne. Because that throne is reserved for him and him only. Because we exalt him. I told that chiropractor today. I said, he starts off in Revelation saying, I want to tell you who I am. I said, he's the Lord Jesus Christ that come to John to give him the word. He said, that's wonderful. But see, we hear it and we think, no, it was Brother Branham that done this. I've made myself clear. Brother Branham is not the Son of Man. He is not the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. So now, the Lamb sitting on the throne is the Lamb. And it's not Brother Branham. And it's not me and you trying to take a book for each other. Come on, the Lord Jesus Christ took the book, opened the seals, listen, hands them down to the seventh church age messenger. Right? Am I quoting him? Takes the book, opens the seal, hand it down to the seventh church age messenger. The seventh church age messenger is the prophet to declare. And I asked you a question here a while back. I said, what part of this book is sealed? It's every bit sealed until you're born again. Every page is sealed. The prophet had to preach a lot about this Bible to bring forth the faith of the fathers before he could go into the opening of the word for his own message that he was to bring. I've got a quote in here if you want me to read it to you. I read it to you the other day. Brother Brown said, the head and body will unite together in the last days to bring the message. He said to bring the message. He said, I've got this in big nuggets, and I'll break it down and let the ministers take it on. I don't blame anybody for not going after most of the ministers that's in this message, because I wouldn't either. I love them, everything in the book, but I ain't going to put everything I got behind something that I can't be assured that it's right. So you've got your choice as to believing whether the word is here or if it's not. And the best thing to tell you is one thing. If you don't believe it, you need to go somewhere where you can find it, because we ain't got much time. I mean, that's just honest. Or if nothing else, we're going to die naturally. So there ain't no time to play around, try to build a big this or big that. To try to build up Jesus. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
Amen. Let's sing 404 in the spiral.
Any questions? Now you turn them in. I'll try to cover them.
All I want to do is love him. So glad I feel his love for me. Jesus. Jesus paid the price of redemption. On the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same.
Anybody have a need? The altar's open. You see, all I want to do is praise Him. Look what He's done for us. You didn't have to be born in America. You could have been born in any of these countries around the world. What if you was? Oh, that's impossible. What if you was? Where would you be? I thank Him for all the food I have, all the clothes I have, all the cars, all the house. I thank Him for everything. Most of all, I thank Him for revealing His Word.
All I want to do is love
Him. Let's see what let's do a little testifying. Brother Gary's been building on a house. Brother Grant's is building on a house, remodeling it. Been a lot of work, got a lot of problems. They got prayer cloths stuck all over the place. Even got scriptures wrote on the two befores and all the plywoods and the things, you know. But this past Saturday, the man was rewiring the house or doing some wiring. He didn't get through. He had to go back Sunday. He crawls up under the house. Brother Gary knows there's water under the house that they're eventually going to have to get out. But he didn't know what was under there. Under there was a wire in a box. Submerged in the water. The guy comes out to check the circuit, and it's still wide open. Which means one simple thing. Had that man touched that water, he'd have never moved. Had Gary went under the house, done anything to the water, he'd never moved. What about a plug-in laying up under your house or a box with power on? It doesn't matter how well you had it taped. It's going to kill you. You can't turn loose of 110. Ask Aaron there. I'll change this light right here without turning it off because it doesn't bother a thing. But I will not stand in water and do it because it ups all of that into things and it'll fry you. 220 will knock you. I've been knocked as far as that piano. Hit harder than anybody ever hit me in their life. So it wouldn't matter which one was under there. The point is, a live circuit was under his house, laying in the water, submerged. Now you tell me God ain't real. Because it could have burnt the house down, or should have burnt the house down. It should have killed anybody that touched the water or anything underneath. Yeah, but it was sealed up so tight. It was just taped up so good and all. You go ahead and try to figure it out. I'm just going to say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to say, praise God. He's there to take care of us. Anybody else got a testimony? Mr. Tini?
Mama, there wasn't nothing there.
Amen. Anybody else? Because I believe He's real. Amen. Okay, one more and then we'll go. We're getting done before 9 o'clock.
All I want to do is love Him. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise Him.
Sing that to one another as we leave. And remember the services Sunday and pray that the Lord would bless and guide each one. You're dismissed.
So glad.